CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 13th of December 2020. Here are the main news headlines. New Radcom basics released, awards manager appointed, charity auction for special Morse key. The next edition of Radcom Basics is now available. Articles include, Are You Making Full Use of the RSGB?, Antennas and Planning Matters, Metal Bashing with Basic Workshop Practices, the FT8 Digital Mode, and visiting a Start Here article on how filters can help remove interference from outside the amateur bands. RSGB members can read previous editions of Radcom Basics by going to the RSGB site. That's rsgb.org/radcom-basics. You can register at the same address to receive notification of subsequent issues as they become available. The RSGB board has appointed a new awards manager, Lindsay Pennell, G8PMA. An avid award collector himself, Lindsay already volunteers as a RSGB QSL Bureau sub-manager and has recently served on the Legacy Committee. He'll start his new role next week and he can be contacted via email at awards@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB and NHS campaign Get On The Air For Christmas is off to a great start this week with the launch of a charity auction to raise money for NHS charities together. Roy Bailey, G0VFS, created his beautifully engineered virus purple-exed bug CW key during the first lockdown and has kindly donated it to the auction. You can bid for the item on eBay. Before 7:30 p.m. on Saturday the 19th of December, which is when the auction ends. On Sunday the 20th of December, GB1NHS will be on the air from the RSGB National Radio Centre to raise awareness of Get On The Air For Christmas and to chat to as many radio amateurs as possible, listen out for them and give them a call. The world's largest solar observatory, located on the island of Maui in Hawaii, has released its first image of a sunspot, which captures the phenomenon in striking detail. The image, taken last January, is among the first solar images of the new Solar Cycle 25 and can be seen at https://tinyurl.com/gb2rs-sunspot. The telescope's 4-metre primary mirror will give the best view of the Sun from the Earth through the next solar cycle, thanks to the National Solar Observatory for the story. Gremlins got into the January 2021 edition of Radcom. A draft version of G4JNT's Coherent ADC article was inadvertently printed, for which we apologise. The corrected version can be found on the RSGB website. If you go to the website and click on Supplementary Material and Errata. Sadly, the Australian regulator ACMA, ACMA, has decided against permitting that country's amateur a 5 MHz 60 metre allocation. It says in balancing Defence's existing use of 5351.5 to 5366.5 kHz band against the impact of introducing use by the amateur service, the ACMA has decided not to support amateur reuse in the band. The ACMA recognises the high level of interest shown by the amateur community in adding this band and understands that there will be disappointment. You can read the full document on tinyurl.com/gb2rs-acma. The 80-metre RSGB National Radio Centre net continues to run each weekday at 10:30 a.m. on 3.727 MHz. The NRC volunteers are keen for radio amateurs to call in, so get on the air and have a chat. They'd love to hear from you. Would you like to volunteer for the RSGB? Its president, Dave Wilson, M0OBW, will retire at the AGM and the Society is looking for one elected board director. In addition, there are three regional representative vacancies in Regions 2, 6 and 12 because the current post holders were co-opted into a vacancy after the last AGM. Each one has indicated their willingness to stand for election, but applications are also welcome from all RSGB members living in these particular regions. The nomination process must be completed by 23:59 on the 31st of January 2021, and the results will be announced at the RSGB AGM, which will be held on the 24th of April next year. For more information about any of these roles, how to nominate someone for information, or for information about the election process, please go to the RSGB website under the /election pages. Listen up for youngsters on the air stations around the world. GB20 YOTA will be operating throughout December. M0SDV will operate the station today, the 13th. Then M0KDS takes over on Monday, Tuesday, and G4DJX and GW1YQM's guidance, with GW1YQM picking up the call on Friday. G70HO will be operating on Saturday and Sunday, then it goes to M0NCG, also on Sunday. The calendar is shown on the GB20 YOTA page of QRZ.com. To reserve an operating slot, contact Jamie, M0STV, via email yota.month@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the special event news. Thorough Acorns ARC members will be on the air as GB4XMS from the 20th of December to the 3rd of January. During the month of December, Welland Valley ARS will be running GB1XMS, GB2XMS, GB5XMS and GB9XMS from the shacks of various members, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. DX News, the 6 Victor 1 Alpha expedition to the island of Gori, IOTA reference AF045, will be between the 18th and 20th of December. Activity various bands SSB and CW, QSL via Logbook of the World. Now for contest news, please remember to check before the contest on any rules, etc., which may differ from one part of the world to the other. RSGB strongly advises obeying your national and local government's advice. Traditionally, December is a quiet month for traditional contests with no RSGB HF contests, but look out for the RSGB Hope QSO parties. There are two series which run from the 21st of December to the 14th of January, with a short break over Christmas. You can find the details on the RSGB website. The second machine-generated code contest ends its 24-hour run at 1400 UTC today, the 13th, using any machine-generated mode on the 50 and 4144 megs bands, the exchange signal report and your four-character locator. The ARRL 10-meter contest sends its 48-hour run at 23:59 UTC today, the 13th. The contest is CW and phone only. The exchange is signal report and serial number, with US stations sending their state code and Canadians their province code. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC, using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 20:00 to 22:30 UTC, using all modes, the exchange signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-meter group winter marathon runs until the end of January 2021. Just exchange a signal report and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. We said last week that it would be hard to predict what would happen over the next 7 days, and that turned out to be true. The coronal hole we mentioned last week didn't really amount to much, and sunspot region 2790 didn't either. As a result, the solar flux index fell to 82 by Thursday, with region 2790 shrinking and with no other sunspots on the visible face of the sun. A B-class solar flare on the 7th of December resulted in a coronal mass ejection that impacted the Earth in the early hours of the 10th. This pushed the KP index up to 4, but the effects were relatively short-lived and the index was back down to 1 by midday. ProcQuest's ionosonde readings reflected the CME's effect in the early hours, but showed the MUF over a 3,000-kilometre path was back to 21 to 24 megs by mid-morning. There were other minor solar flare events during the week, but nothing as intense as the flare on the 7th. There was DX around last week, Bob VP8LP in the Falkland Islands, and numerous Brazilian stations have been audible in the afternoon on 10 metres at FT8. Australia and New Zealand have both been workable on 20, FT8 in the morning, that is 20 metres FT8 in the morning as well. NOAA got its SFI predictions pretty well on target last week. It said we could expect to see it in the low 80s by the end of the week, and so it was. Next week, NOAA says it will be around 86, but we can expect poorer conditions around the 18th and 19th due to a geomagnetic disturbance. Region 2783 returns again this week, but the prediction is that it's unlikely to be that active. So this week, focus your DXing efforts at the beginning of the week, as conditions may be worse by the weekend. Now for VHF and up, it'll be another quiet week for tropo propagation, with the next few days looking to be once again dominated by unsettled weather. Low pressure, mostly to the northwest of Britain, will feed a succession of fronts and bands of rain across the country. This makes rain scatter a probable mode for the gigahertz bands, and not much chance to cheer up any tropo operators. It may also be rather breezy in some areas and mostly milder again. The Geminids meteor shower is well underway and peaks tomorrow the 14th, so expect high activity on the digimode frequencies on all the VHF bands. If you have 100 watts and a beam on 2 or 6 metres, why not try an SSB SCED at the peak? All that chanting of call signs and Roger Roger can be very therapeutic. The high ZHR of 150 means that it is quite possible. Also, look for signal bursts around 49.750 megs from the few remaining Eastern European TV carriers, and on 143.050 megahertz for the Graves bistatic radar from France. The moon is at minimum declination on Tuesday, so there are short visibility windows all week. Losses are low with the moon at perigee today. 144 meg sky noise is high and increasing, and the sun and moon are very close tomorrow and low, not falling below 500 Kelvin until Wednesday. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me, also from next week. Until next week, even.